Good afternoon. Let us begin with the prayer of St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. We are defended against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God the Duke give us the glory. To now, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, entrusted in hell, Satan, and all the wicked spirits, who prowl about the world for the ruin of souls. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, and his children be. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in scarlet tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, your eyes of mercy toward us, and after this exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O Clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, Holy Mother of God, that we may be worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen. We welcome you to St. Elizabeth and Seton Catholic Church. We are happy that you are here to worship with us. At this time, please take a moment to silence your cell phones. Look in the bulletin to see how to connect to Augustine Institute's award-winning media called ORM, a way to embrace our Catholic faith with any internet-connected device. Every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m., the prayer group meets in the church office. Everyone is welcome to join them. You can put prayer intentions in the back of the church or put them in the collection basket. Just as a reminder, we will only pass the collection basket around once. Please put your weekly offering and school contribution in that basket. Thank you for your generosity. We would like to especially give a warm welcome to new parishioners. Please contact the office so we can welcome you in person. Get your registration process started. You can also ask one of the secretaries after Mass to give you a registration form. They would be glad to assist you. The Mass intention for today is for Tess Arnold. Please stand. Our celebrant today is Father Soldier.
Our opening hymn, God Has Chosen Me, number 384.
In my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, in what I have May the Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Lord,
reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him. In love he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ, in accord with the favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace that he granted us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption by his blood, the forgiveness of transgressions, in accord with the riches of his grace that he lavished upon us. In all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, in accord with his favor, that he set forth in him as a plan for the fullness of times, to sum up all things in Christ, in heaven and on earth. In him we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things according to the intention of his will, so that we might exit for the praise of his glory, we who first hoped in Christ. In him you also, who have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in him, we are sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of our inheritance for our redemption as God's possession to the praise of his glory. The word of the Lord.
He instructed them to take nothing for the journey, but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, have leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. My dear friends, All the readings of today talk to us about, you know, God sending people to bring the good news. Talk to the people of Israel and talk to the people, you know, of Jesus' time. And, you know, that is the message, you know, like we are being sent, you know, to proclaim the good news, proclaim the kingdom. And they're all on a journey. We're all on a journey, everybody, you know, like how long we are going to be here on earth, you know, like maybe, you know, the oldest person in our parish is Vanita's mother, 102, right? And, you know, like we don't know how long she will be, you know, like so it will be like 80, 90, you know, and then in that few years, we are all called to do something for God. It's our mission, so, you know, it's our responsibility. So when you go for a journey, usually, you know, how much of preparation we make, right? So much, you know, like so much of preparation, you know, like we have one carry, bags, clothes, you know, everything, and then we have a wallet, and all those we make sure, you know. When I go for a journey, I don't know what about you, when I go for a journey, you know, like I'll be taking all this stuff and taking and then driving out, and the first 2 hours, I will be always thinking about, did I lock the door? Did I, you know, turn off the stove? You know, like, so many things. So did I do that? You know, did I put that one there? You know, what did I? I will be thinking maybe almost like 2 hours of my journey before getting to the airport, thinking about all these unnecessary worries, you know? And sometimes we do that. But Jesus is telling us today, when you go for a journey, you know, when you go work for me, you know, you just take only what is needed, a walking stick. And we know during the time of Jesus, a walking stick was very necessary. It was an important thing for the people to move around. It is not like this today. You know, the road was not clear and nice, you know, like you know, they needed, and they need a sandals. That's all you need. Not even a second tunic people will give, you know, like God will provide. And it is not just for anything to put them into trouble or anything like that, you know. And God wants, Jesus wants them to have complete trust in God. When you trust in God, when you put our faith and hope in God, God will provide. God will provide. When God provides, it will be much more than what you expect. You know, we expect so much, but it will be much more than that. And God provides, it will be enough and more for us when God provides. And therefore, my dear friends, as we reflect on this gospel passage, let us look into our own life and see, you know, what is the responsibility that God has given me, you know, as members of this parish, as members of, you know, His body. We all have the responsibility of proclaiming and preaching and, you know, giving the witness to others. And therefore, you know, on the day of our baptism, that is the responsibility that all we receive. You know, like when you were baptized, you know, the priest said, you know, like on the forehead, you know, God, you know, he anoints with the chrism, and he said, so you are being anointed in Christ, you know, as priest, prophet, and king, you know, in his body. So that is the mandate that we all have received. And therefore, it is the authority is given to us, you know, like the same authority that Christ received from God, it is given to us, and we are called to continue that authority, continue that ministry, you know, like, you know, doing good, you know, like, you know, being kind, being compassionate to others, you know, the ministry of God, you know, and Jesus said in today's gospel, go and cast out demons, you know, like exorcism, you know, like sometimes the people think, hey, how do I go and cast out, you know, like demons, and you know, how do I do exorcism, you know, like simple way in our own time, you know, how can we do this? What are those demons sometimes like that, you know, destroy us today? You know, like look into our own life and see, maybe the hatred, maybe jealousy, maybe pride. Now, there are so many of those dark spots, dark moments, and then the dark things, and the spots in our life. That is where we really, we are called to bring light. You know. And that is why I always love the prayer of St. Francis. Beautiful St. Francis of Assisi is a great saint. And, you know, he's always, you know, he was not for this world. He knew that he's making a journey. He's not going to take anything along with him. So he was so detached from all these earthly things and all those things. And, you know, and he wrote this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful prayer. And I am sure you all know that. And that is why St. Francis did. And this is what I think sometimes we are called to do today. You know, bring light into the life of others. St. Francis said, Lord, make me an instrument of peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant me that I may not be so much seen, to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to love, to be loved as to be as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. And therefore, today, this is what we are calling. This is the mandate that Jesus gives us. When you go out, bring light into the life of others, and shed some light into the life of others. That is the mission. That is the mandate that Jesus gives us today.
Of our God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For for the sick of the parish and all on our prayer list. May they find strength and peace in the gentle heart of Jesus to endure their toils ahead of them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pause for a moment and silently place before the Lord all personal prayers and petitions. Let us pray for our families, for those who have asked our prayers. For those who are in the hospitals, nursing homes of our parish. Heavenly Father, receive our petitions and grant all that is pleasing to you. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
During the preparation of gifts, let us sing together the summons, number 382.
Of the church, O Lord, as she makes her prayers to you, and grant that when consumed by those who believe, they may bring ever greater holiness. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you laid the foundation of the world and have arrayed the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder, to rule in your name over all you have made, and forever praise you in your mighty words through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels, we praise you as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Gives you prayer by sending down your spirit upon them like the new form, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body which will be given up for you." He took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
Mystery of faith. Giving thanks that you have found us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you, humbly we pray that partaking the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, but throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with the Francis of Pope and Gregory of Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy also, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven,
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait for the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of God be with you always."
Amen.
Let us offer to God the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Jesus Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
Amen.
Thank you.
having consumed this gift, we pray, O Lord, that by your participation in this mystery, its saving effect upon us may grow. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
So, my dear friends, you might have already known this in the bulletin about fall.org. And there is a Catholic ministry and Catholic program, and there are so many beautiful things for every family, all kinds of family. You know, the kids and family of parents, and you know, like end couple, and they have all kinds of things there. And we have bought it for the church, and then we are paying for it, you know, like for every year we have to pay for it. And then I just want to make use of this program. It's a beautiful thing, and then you can download it at home. And you know, how to download and all that, it is there in this form. You can get it from the back of the church, and then it's on at the doors. And it's also in the bulletin about the description is given, how you get into the form.org. And so, you know, just get into that, and then try to make use of this. It's a beautiful, so many things. Like, this got thousands of books, audio talks, movies, documents, and studies. You know, all kinds of things there for the Catholics, and it's a beautiful, beautiful program. I just want you to make use of it, and so that, you know, it really, you know, help us to grow more closer to our faith and more closer to Christ. And if you have any question about all this, you can always go to the office and speak with Gretchen. You know, and she will assist you and help you how to get into the signing and all that. And it's easy, very easy. You know, it is there how to do this, and if there's any problem, you can always knock out the question and she will help you in the office. Okay? Thank you so much. The Lord be with you.
Amen.
May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth the Mass is in.
Have
a nice weekend.
As we present for Let's Sing Together, City of God, number 385.
Thank you.